Ah, Beethoven, one of the great composers of all time, Ludwig von Beethoven. This little melody called Fur Elise. I don't know who he wrote it for, but one of the things I've often wondered about this song, I've often wondered how long I'm supposed to play this part of it before I come to this part of it that goes like this. But one of the neat things about Beethoven, if you think about it, let me tell you, listen to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All he had was 8 little notes, just 8 little notes, but oh, what Mr. B did with Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, Lo. All he used were 8 little notes, just 8, count them 8 like these. He'd mix and match and hatch a batch of catchy melodies. Now I could take 2 notes and come up with nothing of note. Mr. B took a G and a flattened E and wrote fantastic. And all he had was 8 little notes, just 8 little notes like these, which goes to show that one man's scale is another man's symphonies. Just 8 little notes, just 8. But he wrote 9 symphonies and also some great quartets, quintets, fugues, and sonatas, plus an opera and a few cantatas, using only 8 little notes in a row. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do.